Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7, Live Talk, the Women's Round Table, where today we are broadcasting from home due to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic currently sweeping the whole world. It's June the 18th, 2020, and I'm broadcasting from home here in Washington, D.C., as I said, due to the coronavirus or COVID-19, and would also like to say that this is a pre-recorded program, so you'll be watching it later on. Let me bring in my co-host right here, also in Maryland, where she's also broadcasting from home. Welcome.
Hello, Zimbabwe. As my colleague has said, so we're broadcasting here in the U.S., and it's a pre-recorded show, of course, and you'll be looking at a variety of issues here, not forgetting the COVID pandemic, which is currently ravaging the world and Zimbabwe as well. And would also touch on what's happening in the country. We've seen that health workers, the nurses, they've gone on strike demanding pay increases, which is quite ironic, marvelous, seeing that the government just yesterday made increments and allowances to the civil servants. We saw that they were awarded with immediate effect $75 COVID allowance for the next 3 months, and pensioners $30 for the next 3 months, on top of the 50% salary hike. But they are saying this is not enough.
That's correct, Star. They're actually saying this is not enough. They're saying that the money is getting eroded because it's not actually in cash. It's coming in as some kind of gift voucher, which from what they were saying, you can actually redeem in the shops, but it will be paid at a bond equivalent, bank equivalent, a bond rate. So they're actually saying it's not enough. And we saw today in Bulawayo, there were some healthcare workers who actually also joined in the strike. And we're saying they are really not happy with what is going on. So let's take a look at what was going on in Bulawayo today and what they were saying regarding what's going on with their salaries and how they, whether they trust the government or not.
People are not even honest, even on the negotiating table. Now our money has been deducted by about 2,000 or so, isn't it? Yes. But the issue is they promised us that there's not going to be tax, any tax issue is going to be run by. That was not honored, yes. Isn't it? Yes. Basic commodities continue to rise. Yes. We even came back without proper PPE. Yes. But all that sacrifice is not known, isn't it? So our struggle, guys, is not about me, it's not about anyone else, but it's about ourselves. Yes. 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 But they expect you to be at work, they expect you to perform your duties. Full, isn't it? It's also statement I'm at our time to this, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the position which I'm going to take to national, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No going back.
Yes.
Taneta never negotiate after every 2 months, after every 3 months negotiation. So now 7 hours. So that people are not taking that one. I told you on my 2 days, I was now 5 days. Yes, but my rating is still a step forward, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyone, I think, on the issue of clarity to manage anything, talk about clarifiers. Yeah. Because you understand, ma'am.
You want a mirror?
You
want a mirror?
So we're seeing there, you know, there was a demonstration actually in Bulawayo where we're seeing healthcare workers saying they are not even amused or they are not taking that increment seriously. They are saying they are not trusting what the government is saying regarding this sudden increment that they've been given.
Yabo ke lapho sibonile abantu betshengisela ke esibhedlela se-United Bulawayo Hospitals abongi phela labongikazi sizwa njalo ukuthi kulabo dokotela khonapha bekhonona ukuthi hayi imali le uhulumende athi ubanikeze yona ayeneli ngoba indutshwana njalo okukhona bese ngachaza nje ukuthi uhulumende uthe yena unikeza izisebenzi zakhe ungezelela izisebenzi zakhe iholo ngokuphindwe ngamakhulu amahlanu ekhulweni, kusho ukuthi leyo yi-50% imali yabo ke leyo abayihola ngama-bond notes. And then ke usezabangezelela eyinye, usezabanika eyinye njalo kuthiwa yi-COVID allowance. Leyo ke iyabe ingemali yemelika. Imali leyo $75 kusebenzi zikahulumende. Nxa sikhuluma ngesebenzi zikahulumende, sikhuluma ngabongi, sikhuluma ngamasotsha, sikhuluma ngamapholisa, sikhuluma abodokotela, labanye nje abaningi-ningi labasebenza emahofisini abo. Imali leke le engamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu, njalo asebathatha umhlala phansi abadlaphela ipensheni, bona bazaphiwa ke amashumi amathathu, i-$30, kodwa ke osokucaca kathesi njengoba kucatshangelwa ukuthi uhulumende uthi imali leyi ayisoze iphiwe abantu ezandleni ukuthi mathupha nansi imali leyi uzayithatha njalo i-$ uyethenga okufunayo, hhayi kuthiwa izabe isephetshaneni ekhadini, ngathi kusekhadini lapho. Lapho ke ozabe uyisebenzisa ikhona, ngakho asoze uyibambe ngezandla. Manje abantu bathi sokufanana phela lokuthi izabuyiselwa emalini yeZimbabwe, ngakho ayiseyi kubalani namandla amaningi. Phezu kwalokho kumele bevuleke amabhuku okulondoloza imali lokuholela khona awemali yakwamanye amazwe okuthiwa ngama-nostro bank accounts. Manje abanye bathi hhayi ukuzeuvule lelo bhuku kuyadingakala ukuthi ube le mali futhi, njalo lokuthi uthathe imali kulo uzavela ukhuphe yini. Manje umuntu ovele waphiwa i-$30 engavela mhlawumbe uyagada, usuke enkayi, usuke etsholotsho, usuke ewanke, uzasebenzisa leyo mali nxa bese siyathatha finyelela emabhenki. Ethe finyelela kuleyo bhanga abhadale inye, pho uzakhupha enganani? Sike saxoxa ke lapha labantu abaningi bayala bakwala lokho abakuphe nguhulumende, bathi kulutshwana kakhulu, ngakho ke abakwamukeli. Sibonile njalo ababalisi besithi labo hhayi bona vele bafuna imali efika kwisilinganiso samakhulu amahlanu, i-$500 kusuka i-$520 onguye ohola encane yangkhona. Ngakho ke leyi bathi nje ukubathethisa, akulalutho abalufunayo. Yebo ke yikho lokho-ke esikukhangelayo. Siyabona ukuthi kwenzakala nje ngesikhathi ilizwe liphakathi kwe-COVID-19, kodwa hhayi baphumile, sibonile ngobuningi babo abongi labongikazi betshengisela lapho. Mavelasi
aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Star kutaurawo zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino panyaya yedambudziko iro recovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose. Tinoona kuti munyika pari zvino mune vanhu 401 vabatwa nechirwere ichi, uyezve tichiona vanhu vamwewo vabatwa nechirwere ichi vachiwanikwa ivo vachichikunda. Kune vanhu vana kana kuti 4 vashaya kubva kune chirwere ichi, asi nyaya yedu huru yatinayo pano inyaya yezviri kuitika. Hakuna vana mukoti neavo vanoshanda muzvipatara zvehurumende, avo vari kuratidzira pari zvino vachiti havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvino. Saka taita rombo rakanaka pari zvino. Tine vamwe vanowanikwa ivo vari kuHarare vatakataura navo nezuro veZimbabwe Nurses Association. Regai tinzwe kuti vari kuti zvamira sei pari zvino. Halo.
Halo.
Ehe, taurai henyu sita renyu nekwamuri uyezve kuti zvamira sei pari zvino panyaya yekuratidzira.
Alright, ini ndinonzi Stembi Nkosi Ngoni, parenyatwa zina chairperson. Zora nhasi mapato anomirira vashandi vehealth vazoungana vakaita chibvumirano chekuti kubva nhasi vashandi havachaenda kubasa. Vakamirira kuti zvichemo zvavo zvinzwike. Saka izvozvi vashandi vese havasi kumabasa vekuhealth.
Saka pari zvino takatarisa kuti pane denda iri recovid-19, vanhu vari kuzvitambira sei?
Chinhu chinonetsa kutambira nekuti panguva ino tinofanira kunge tichitova pa-forefront tichibatsira padenda iri. Tinenge tichingokumbira kuti dai zvichemo zvedu zvanzwika nguva iripo takurumidza kudzokera tanobatsira varwere.
Pari zvino tiri kuona kuti nezuro maiti makawana mari dzenyu dzawanikwa idzo dzichikatwa kana kuti dzichibviswa. Mamuri kuwanikwa dzakabviswa mari dzakamira sei, uyezve imi kuti mukoti anyatsorarama zvakanaka munyika anoda mari yakawanda sei?
Pabond note yatanga tichiwana iri RTGS yakabviswa from 1.5 to 2000 RTGS out of the 6,000 which we're supposed to get. So when Wakasara ran 4,000 RTGS, which I say, like I said yesterday, close to $50. And kuti nesi akwanise kurarama panguva yatiri izvozvi ari kuda kunge aine mari iri $ iri around 750 to 1000 $ ndokuti pamwe zviendeke nekuti zvinhu zvese munyika panguva ino zviri kudedzera kuti vanoda $ saka kuti tizokwanisa kuraramawo tichienda kubasa everyday tichirarama nemhuri dzedu tichibhadhira marents marets fuel zvese tinofanira kunge tiinewo currency ya $.
Maybe if you can tell us in English, what's the update regarding the nurses or healthcare workers protest in Harare?
Okay, it has led to an immediate strike following a meeting which was held by all heads of associations from all health workers led by Zimbabwe Health Apex. So after that meeting, they've all decided that all the members should not report for work with immediate effect. So as we speak right now, every health worker, be it a doctor, a nurse, a lab scientist, those from X-ray, everyone, nurse aides, are not reporting for duty.
You spoke about some of the garnishing orders that were put on your salaries. Can you just explain what actually happened that triggered this process?
We were expecting to get an amount of between 6,000 to 6,500 RTGS. And unfortunately, in a time we were expecting them to raise that amount, they cut the amount without any explanation. So that got every health worker angry. In this time, when they're saying this RTGS is not working, and then they just decided to cut it off. So that led to the demonstrations that started yesterday and went on today until it was declared by the health apex that we should all go for industrial action.
And also at the moment, we see that the government says they've given you some extra monies. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Does that in any way help alleviate what you're currently facing? They're saying they're giving $75 to all the government workers. How does that feel for you?
It has been totally rejected by every health worker. Like I told you before, we are expecting $750 to $1,000 for us to be able to run our day-to-day lives. And then they come with a $75. Again, it's lace, and it we can't take that now.
So how much money does a health worker need, like a nurse, for you to be able to say you can comfortably live day-to-day?
$750 to 1,000 to start with.
And from the negotiations that have been had so far, what is the government saying?
They just came up with the $75 press statement that came yesterday. So they said 50% of the RTGS we're getting plus the $75, which we all totally say it's lace again.
If you can stay on the line, I will come back to you. We have on the line there Sembinko Singoni from the Zimbabwe Association, Nurses Association. She is the chair. So we are going to be having her on our program as we go on. Star, if you can come in, if you have...
Ms. Singoni, now as you are following these demonstrations, are you aware that is the government heeding your calls? And are you... are you aware the message is getting to the intended audience?
Not yet.
Okay. What are they saying?
They haven't said anything that's tangible, anything that's going to make us go back to work. So we're still waiting for them, and we're hoping they're going to do that early so that we go back to work and attend to the patients who need us.
Maybe stay on the line and... So right now, there's no health care workers in the government hospital. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
All right, please hold on. Aside, you can go ahead.
Yebo ke lapho ke sicubungula ke udaba lona lolu olokujengisela sinazelela ukuthi abongi labongikazi esibhedlela seUnited Bulawayo Hospitals babeke phansi izikhali ke besithi iholo labo liphansi kakhulu besithi imali yabo kumele ingezelelwe nguhulumende ukwenzela ukuthi bencedise ke ukusebenza ke sibabonile ke sizwile njalo izikhulumeli kulomnumzana Anthony Majongosi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Nurses Association okhulume kabanzi ngalolu daba ukuthi ngambe bona vele abakufunayo ukuyini njalo sibonile lapha behlabela begida bekhuluma ngoba besithi ke bona uhulumende kabaniki zonke imfanelo zabo yiloke lolu daba esilucubungulayo kathesi lwenzakala ke ngesikhathi sona lesi ese-COVID kodwa ke abantu baphumile ke ngobuningi babo abongi labongikazi ke ukuthi betshengisele njalo akuqalanga kuyibo khonapho siyananzelela ukuthi la izolo eHarare bekulo hlelo olufanayo abongi labo batshengisele bekhuluma ngodaba olufanayo njalo ngakho kukhanya ke kuza kungamemetheka ngoba sibonile laba balisi abenhlanganiso ye-ARTUZ besithi labo bazatshengisela ngoba lapha okwenzakalayo kibo imali le abayiphiwe nguhulumente ayisoze ibe nelise ngakho bazakhangela ke labo ukuthi kuyini okungabanceda ngakho ke ngomvulo bathi labo bayangena ezitaladeni betshengisele kodwa sibonanga ke kusiba nodlakela asibonanga ke kusiba lokunye okuninginengi sikugcine nje kunjalo konke esikutholayo sizabeke silitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani kodwa okwakathesi ke hayi esilakho khonokho yikho khonokho okwenzakalayo njalo lapha ke ecingweni yilo nkosazana ke Victress Mathutu isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yezimu imbokodo yena ke ulwela amalungelo abesifazana nanxa nje engekho sizambuza ngowakhe umbono ukuthi yena ubona njani lokho okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo nkosazana Mathuthi.
Ngiyabonga, sanibonani ninjani?
Yebo ke siyabona lapho ukuthi okwenzakala ekhaya kuyaphithizela. Singabuyi ke ku-COVID-19 lokwenzakala khona ngapho eSouth Africa. Ungathini ngokwenzakala ekhaya? Siyabona ukuthi abongi labongikazi sebebeke phansi amakhuba bathi hayi abaseyi kusebenza baphiwa imali encane ayibenelisi lemuli zabo ukuthi beziphilise. Ungathini ngesimo somnotho esenzakala eZimbabwe njalo ubona ingani baqondile yini ukuthi betshengisele?
Okokuqala nento engingayitsho ngesimo saseZimbabwe ma kusiya kwezomnotho ukuthi kunokuthi sisiba west kakhulu ngoba ngalesi sikhathi besikhangelela ukuthi mhlawumbe kuzobe sokutshintshile sokunotshintsho olukhulu kodwa ngendlela okubonakala okungakhona ayi isimo sakhona sikhanya sisiwasiya sisiba sibi njalo akubonakali ukuthi kuzoba nesisombululo eduzane. Yinto ezisibuhlungu ngoba isimo sakhona asibonisi ukuthi kunokukhanya okuzayo madoda. Isimo sesisibi kakhulu njalo abongikazi labongi ma kuyukuthi babeka phansi intambo ukuthi hhayi ngeke basasebenza ngoba ihola labo lincane angiphikisani nabo ngoba wonke umuntu usebenzela ukuthi afake ukudla etafuleni for iy'ngane zakhe nemuli yakhe. So uma kuyukuthi lelo hola abaliholayo alisenelisi ukuthi iy'muli zabo ziphile kunzima ukuthi basebenze basebenzelani ma iholo labo okumele undle iy'muli zabo lingaseneli ukuthi wondle iy'muli zabo. Yebo khona babeka intambo basibeka ngesikhathi esibi sibhekane lo bhubhane lolu lwe-COVID-19 kodwa COVID-19 or not kufanele bafake ukudla etafuleni for iy'muli zabo njalo kumele banikezwe bathole umholo oyenelisayo ukuthi iy'muli zabo zikwazi ukuphila.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala njalo nxa sesiqathanisa-ke lakhona ngapho ngohlelo lonaleyo lwe-COVID izisebenzi siyabona ukuthi sokuvuliwe abantu sebengaya emsebenzini ungathi sokulobubelo yini ukuthi bazathola labo iholo benelise ukuziphilisa abantu beZimbabwe khona ngapho kwele South Africa?
uhulumende weSouth Africa ungathi uyayekethisa kancane kulemgomo ebeyibekile kulockdown. Abantu abaningi bazaqala ukuthi babuyele emsebenzini, abanye baqalile vele uma uqala level 3. Abanye izolo sizwe umongameli ebika ukuthi ezinye indawo futhi zizavulwa, izindawo njengamasaloni nama-restaurant. Baningi abantu basendawo lezindawo kade behlezi bengasebenzi, njalo indlala ibisibhahlisa kunzima. So yebo, khona isimo sase sibi masibhekeke COVID-19, kodwa abantu kufanele badle. So kuzoba lobubelo kulokhu ukuthi abantu bezokwazi ukuthi bazisebenze, bekwazi ukukhokha ama-rent, bekwazi ukuthenga ukudla, bekwazi ukuzabo. Kodwa bebe careful, umongameli sifisa kusezandleni zabantu ukuthi bazivikela kangakanani ukuthi bangathathelani leli gciwane le-COVID-19. Kodwa nxa sesiya kulokhu ukuthi abantu sebezosebenza, babuyele emsebenzini, bakwazi ukuthi baphile ngendlela kade bephila ngakhona, beqhume kule ndlala kade sebengene kiyo, eyi kungathi kuzathuka kancane.
Yebo-ke, kuyezwakala. Sesikhangela-ke bona abaku-lockdown laba beZimbabwe abangenelisiyo ukuthenga impahla eziningi, nabanye nabo sebekhalala umsebenzi. Lile nhlelo eZimbabwe yini kumbe ziphelela khona ngapho kwele South Africa?
Inhlelo zisapha e-South Africa, njengoba vele lokuya eZimbabwe kungathi usavalekile. Inhlelo besilazi zokuya eZimbabwe njengenhlangano esihambe siye kwanda ngoJulayi, asisakwazi ukuya khona ngenxa yokuthi njengoba kuvalwe imingcele. Okwamanje sizabe sizama ukuthi inhlelo siziqhubise ngapha, sisiza omama baseZimbabwe balapha e-South Africa. Silusize kulaba basekhaya abaludingayo usizo, izandla zimfishane, kube mini nide sizofinyelela kubo, futhi sima sisivumele.
Yebo-ke, manje lingathini-ke nxa sibona abongi labongikazi lapha bekhalala umsebenzi, sikhangela ukuthi iningi belithemba ukuthi amaphilisi lokunye liwathola khona ngapho ebantwini abase-South Africa, lokho ebengenelisi yini ukunakekela izihlobo ezisekhaya, njalo ukuvulwa lokhu kukahulumende kungancedisa yini ukuthi benelise ukuthumeza imithi lamaphilisi nxa sebesebenza?
Ukuvuleka lokwemsebenzi khona kufaka nje ukuphumulanyana kancane ukuthi ezinye izinto zizokwazi ukwenzeka. Kusenzinyana nje ngoba imingcele ivuliwe. So kungcono ngoba kukhona impahla ziyakwazi ukuzidlula emngceleni loba nje abantu bengeke bahambe. So kulaba abantu baseZimbabwe abalezihlobo South Africa ngathi ezibasiza ngokuthi kube izo ezibathengela i-medication leyale mikhuhlane abanayo kumbe zibathengela lokho abakudingayo, kuzoba ngcono ngoba abantu bazokwazi ukuthi babuyele emsebenzini ukuthengela izihlobo zabo i-medication ekhaya.
Yes.
So ngicabanga ukuthi kuzaba i-release kancane abantu laba njengoba lekhaya sokusika zibe omongikazi sebeuspretelekile bengasayi emsebenzini. Abantu laba akade bephila, abaphila mhlawumbe ngamaphilisi, abaphila nge-medication, kuzoba lula manje ngoba abantu abangapha sebesebenzi bazakwazi ukuthi bathenge i-medication bayithumele.
Yes, sizwile njalo ukuthi uthe uzahlala okwesikhatshana. Ungabamba yini khonapho siphinde siqale sikhulume lomunye bese sibuyela layo kumbe lokho uhamba?
Hayi, kwamanje angikahambi. Mase ngihamba lakhona futhi bangihamba kuze kuyi-2 minutes.
All right, ye. So ungama khonapho. Ye, ukubambile khonapho sizakuhlela nxa sesikhuluma lawe. Mav, there we had Victress Matutu from Zim Imbokodo, and she's saying they're in solidarity with what's happening because during this lockdown it's difficult for most families to fend for their with such low salaries, it's not easy for families to fend for themselves. So they are in solidarity with the nurses, and they hope that with the opening of the South African government, you see they've gone to another level. Some restaurants and other businesses have opened. And we know that most Zimbabweans relied, that is those who have their children in South Africa, relied on them for medication, for groceries and other things they were getting from there. So she's saying they are hoping the situation will go back to normal so that they can get their medication, but they understand the problems faced by Zimbabweans. You know that in South Africa, they do have the cushioning measures.
Mm-hmm.
They give the families on lockdown, you know, groceries and stuff. But for foreigners, that's a problem.
So, yes, there have been a lot that have been coming on previous programs. We're actually saying for them, the situation is for those that are actually South African citizens, yes, they are getting that cushion, but for foreigners, it's not there. And some are really struggling, especially the restaurant, like you said, the restaurant workers. Although some of them, I know the South African president yesterday lifted part of, you know, some of the people that can go back to work. There are some who are still struggling. And they are saying rentals, electricity, looking after family at home has just become a nightmare.
Yes, which is a relief to most Zimbabweans who are said to be working in restaurants and hair salons, because now they can manage to, you know, get some work. As we saw, most are returning home.
Yeah.
Some of those who cannot go on anymore because they say they can't pay their rent. And we've seen that some of these returnees test positive for COVID-19. But anyway, some are staying put, and we heard that they may not all be employed back in their jobs. But so I guess they are also waiting to see what's happening. Maybe they'll go back to employment. But we see that everything that's happening there is affecting those who are home.
Yes, sir. Kunao vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tiri kuona kuti zvizhinji zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune Zimbabwe Nurses Association. Vanga vari kutaura ivo, vachitaura mamiriro akaita zvino, vachiti vana mukoti vazhinji havasi kuzodzokera kumabasa. Vari kutaura ivo kuti vabvumirana nhasi kuti vana mukoti munguva inotevera kana zvinhu zvikasagadziriswa, havasi kuwanikwa ivo vachizodzokera kumabasa. Ndo matauriro avari kuita. Apo tiri kuona zvanga zviri kuitika muHarare nezuro, uko vana mukoti vakawanikwa ivo vachiratidzira. Asi sekutaura kuri kuita Zimbabwe Nurses Association, vari kuti nevana chiremba vese vari kushanda, vanoita zvekushanda muzvipatara, vabva vatoti muzuva ranhasi havasi kuzodzokera. Saka tichange tiri kuedza kuti tibatewo vamwe tichinzwa vateereri vedu kuti vari kuti chii panyaya iyi. Pane vamwe vati tivafonere regai tiedze kuti tifone tinzwe kuti vanoona sei zviri kuitika izvi, nekuti vekuZimbabwe Nurses Association sevanhu vari kubata mabasa akawanda nhasi vari kuwanikwa ivo vabva vatiwanikwa vachiti zvandataura zvakwana, havachadayira nhare dzavo. Hello?
Hello?
Ehe, tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi? Aiwa tiri wadi, taura
nati.
Taura henyu.
Madhemanesi, zvechokwadi manesi, ndinoti vari raiti pakuramba mari. Kozi zvechokwadi zvinhu zviri kudhura kuno kuZimbabwe. Saka mari handingoni iri mari inokwana kutenga chikafu chemwedzi wese. Nekuti vamwe futi vane mameidi. Saka meidi anozombhadharawo nei iye achipiwa mari isingakwani. Kana nezvo ndakanzwa panyuzi chinzi i30 here panyuzi dzenyu. Saka kana iri 30 years, kuno chikafu checho checho pa30 years itori mari shoma shoma zvisingaiti. Saka inini ndinoti vari raiti dai vatoramba vakadzvanya ngavasatoende kubasosvika vawedzerwa mari yavaitambira kare, kozi iyi mari haichatomboiti. Everyday kuno chikafu chiri kukwira, transport dzinongoti zvinhu zvakawanda. Saka ndinongoti ipapo ndinovatsigira.
Vari kunziwo vachapiwa mari inosvika iyo $75, asi iyo vari kuti mari iyi ishoma. Imi makatarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu, pane vamwe vari kuchema chema vachiti mitengo yezvinhu yakwira. Kwakamira sei ikoko?
Zvechokwadi chero sizitete mavhiki ave 75 years ishoma, haitombokwani pa75. Itori mari shoma iyo, because kutotasa transport vanhu vachabvuma mabhondi kubva pa$2 $5 ari kurambwa kenzi haachashanda. Mabhondi akutangira pa$10 bhondi kunzi ari kushanda. Saka iyo kana uchida kukwira transport unonzi ndipe $US ndipe kanawo zve zvakana nedistance yaukubva anongozviona. Then uchaenda pachikafu, chikafu chokuchokwadi chiri kudhura chingwa, kune chiri kuita skiste bhondi. 5 kg yechicken iri kuita 1.8 bond. 5 kg chicken. Uri kushedzera 360 mafuta ari kuita 240 anonzi epass pass. Makata sana delight atoruma 2 kg. Saka ini handure zvinhu zvezvano zvakana zvinhu zviri kudhura. Mangwana panokiro fault inovava zvinhu zviri kudhura tima every day uchipinda mushop mana Pick and Pay mana Food Lovers nemuchichinjwa maprice muchiswa mama price manyowana. Saka 75 aikwani kana roto tuwano zvakatanga na flour kuti noma tax shop ku town ndiko kwari kuitwa madollar 20 madollar 80 nemadollar 60 kuti kuti usvike town kwacho kusvika zvimabimbiri kezvipo mapurisa nemasoja ari kubhadharisa vanhu mari kuzoti akakuona usina mask akakuona usina tsamba vanokuzoti tipe mari inotangira pa 5 years kuti uende kwaupenda ende kwaunoenda kunozosvika kutown mari yacho inenge isakwani kuzi inofamba uchibhadhara mapurisa nemasoja kana usina unokutidzokera kana uchichiti pa 500 bond iwo unenge usina saka ine ndinoti mari haifei yakakwana kwavari nitiwo anenge ane mamaid anenge ada kuchengetwa vabereki vake ada kuchengetwa vana vake 40 school fees saka 75 inokwane chii itori mari shoma senga wangu apa kana anga minoti vaipiwa mari dzavaipiwa idzozvi dzongodzokera zvinhu zvayo zvogadzikana hamusisina rugare munomutete mako ukangodoka unofunga ndichadyei kukachena ufunga ndichadyei ndoda kwokuti zvinhu zvita zvinomira zvakanaka kunyange unzi vanhu vairarama nesadza but ndezvinhu zvipasadza pacharararamiko sezvo zvinoridya nei usina upfu usina muriwo usina mafuta mafuta tangoti luxury but upfu nemuriwo apatorina ndakuda kuudze vanhu vari kutambwe ende kutinini ndirikudze tine mavheka munhu wandinodanana ine musoja but mukaona mutambiro waanoita unonzwa tsitsi temavo
saka zvirikuendeka here vari kubata mari yakafamba sei masoja
uyu musoja uyu una mei ainudzotisha ini nemari yandikura 4.5 vamunonzi vanonzi mared barete aya ndivo vanenge vachinzi ndo vacho pamusoro vacho vavo ndo mari yavo 4.5 thousand ikuti adya ndindaitomubatsira anozviona saka zvakatovaomera iko kubvaraki kwacho vanongorarama nekuti munhu anongonzizviitire vakachikafyembombera vanopiwa but kunenge une cabbage dzimongoonawo vanongonzi nhesingangozvitira kuzvisa hatikwanisi kuzvitira vaimbobatsirwa ti nguva mugabe taipiwa chikafu but zvino zvatichakwanisi kupiwa
aiwa tinotenda muve nezuva rakanaka
maita basa
aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe muteereri wedu vari kutaura ivo kuti vari muHarare pari zvino asi vari kuti ivo vari kutsigirana nezviri kutaurwa navana mukoti pavari kutaura ivo kuti zvinhu hazvisi kuendeka vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvechokwadi zviri kuramba zvichingokwira zvichidhura chingwa hachichatengeka vari kutaura ivo kuti vane mumwe wavo wavanonyanana naye musoja ari kutochemawo zvakare achitiye panyaya iyi yenyaya yemuhoro zvechokwadi iri kunetsa uyezve vachiti ivo pari zvino vari kutononga svosve nemuromo panguva iyo zvinhu zvakaoma regai tingoona zvanga zviri kuitika apo tiri kunzwa zvanga zviri kuitika kumanesi aiwa apo tanga tiri kuona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kuHarare asi nekubulawayo zvakare kuubh yatingati chipatara chehurumende kwanga kuine vamwe zvakare vanga vari kuratidzira tichange tiri kukuratidzai zvanga zviri kubuda ikoko there we were just talking to one of our listeners Tabitha Manyoni in Harare who is saying that prices have actually escalated and she's saying she is with the healthcare workers when they are saying that they would like to see something being done before they actually return back to work. So Star, there I was actually talking to one of our followers here on Facebook, and she was just lamenting that she has her partner or boyfriend is actually a soldier. She says also he's complaining. A soldier is also complaining, but she said she's with what the healthcare workers are demanding because everything has gone up. Bread you cannot buy. It has also gone up, and just basic commodities, including salt, she says, has gone up.
Lela, ukuthi ngempela la uyasekela lokho kwenziwa ngomongi labomongikazi ngoba nanku phela intengo yempahla ikhuphukile abantu abaningi abenelisi ukuthenga impahla eziningi lapha ezitolo seziphezulu sikhangela njalo ukuthi bahola imali encane abantu ephansi kakhulu laleyo kuthiwa ingeneliswa imuli elabantu abahlanu ngenyanga okuthiwa i-poverty datum line kuphansi kakhulu kulalokho. Yebo ke sesibuyela kuwe Nkosazana Mathuthu, angithi khona ecingweni. Uthini ngemtengo yempahla leyi abaningi laba abatshengiselayo bakhala ngayo intengo yempahla ukuthi ama-prices aseqonge kakhulu elizweni, akusathengeki isinkwa, amafutha okupheka, i-cooking oil, impuphu, konke kunzima, yikho abantu befuna ukwengezelelwa iholo. Liyakuzwa yini lokho kwenzakala ekhaya, njalo kuyancediseka yini sesibona ukuthi labo malayitha sokunzima?
Yazi ngizakhuluma iqiniso, mina bengingekho aware ukuthi izinto ekhaya zinje intengo zokudla ekhaya ziphezulu kangaka up until kuze kungabi nomalayitha sokumele ukuthi lami ukudla ngikuthenge ekhaya. Yikho lapho engibone khona ukuthi izinto azithengeki, kunzima. So into emangazayo ukuthi izinto azithengeki zinjalo, uhulumende waseZimbabwe ukuyekela kanjani ukuthi kube intengo yezinto iqanse kangaka ingalingani lemiholo ayinikezwa abantu abasebenzayo. Kanti abantu abasebenzayo uma bengayiholi leyo mali yentengo yezinto kuthiwa abazilingani lezo zinto, imali abayiholayo iyenele ukuthi bathenge ngoba isinkwa nje, so kuthiwa abathenge ngani. Kunzima ukuthi umuntu uba engathi ebantwaneni ekhaya ubaba ukuthi nguye othengisa inkomo futhi kwenjalo nguye omele anikeze abantwana imali yokuthi bayithenge inkomo, abanike imali ephansi kulale azathatha ngayo inkomo yakhe yena uba beyithengise ekhaya. Kunzima nje ukuthi kuzwisiseke ukuthi kwenzeka kanjani ukuthi umuntu uzathi umsebenza aphinde akuholise imali akuthengisele ukudla ngemali edlula le yakuholisa yona, uthi uyithathephi?
Kuyezwakala manje sikhangela ukuthi kuyinokwenzakala manje ngempahla lesi zama-groceries, sibona ukuthi omalayitha basahamba-hambi lakwakuthiwa kulo daba lwama-trucks. Abantu manje benzani kathesi? Kungcono yini ukuthumela imali ekhaya kumbe impahla zokusebenzisa?
Akunanto engcono okwamanje, sisikhuluma iqiniso, okungcono okwamanje ukuthumela imali ekhaya ngendlela izinto ezibiza ngakhona ekhaya, nakhona ugcina uthumela malini. And lokuthenga lapha igrocery uzame ukuthi ukuthumela ama-truck lawa achiwoyo, ama-truck ngesinye isikhathi ukuthatha nje isonto lonke kumbe amaviki amabili wonke i-truck ihambe ingafikanga. So okungaka ukuthi mamhlanje wena uthumela ukudla, abantu labala kudla njenganamhlanje, i-truck ithatha iviki yonke ukudla kungafikanga. Uba-forced ukuthi ugcine uthumela imali, imali le igcine ingakuthenganga ukudla okunganani, ukudla ugcine uthenga ukudla okungenekiyo ukuthi abantwana bakudle kunjalo abathiesikwenza. So kunzima nje zonke indawo okwamanje, kusasenzima zonke indawo.
Yebo ke, kodwa khona ngapho kuthule, akukhanya abantu nje bengani ba-restless ukuthi mhlawumbe labo bathi hhayi iholo labo alenelanga, kusesethule nje kwezomnotho welizwe?
Okwamanje ngapha akusathule, sengizakhulumela from abantu baseZimbabwe abangasibo balapha eSouth Africa. Into nje ebisahlupha abantu yikho lokhu ukuthi abantu abaningi bahlezi abasebenzi. Abantu abaningi bahlezi abasebenzi, imikhakha le abantu bakithi abasebenza kiyo ibisavaliwe. Sesizobona-ke nxa sokuzovula ukuthi mhlawumbe utshintsho lakhona luza kangcono, but okwamanje singakabali nje okomnotho. Inkinga ebishaya abantu bakithi kakhulu ukuthi lapha abasebenza khona bekuvaliwe, and futhi silenkinga yokuthi abantu abaningi abasebenza ema-restaurant lawa kade savulile bekuthathwa abaluthwane, and laba abantu bangaphandle abaningi ababuyelanga emsebenzini ngemva kokuvulwa kwama-restaurant lokho noma lokungela ama-sit-in, kodwa kulokuthi kufuka ama-order-ins abantu abaningi ababuyelanga emsebenzini. Esingazi ukuthi ngoba sekuzovulwa ama-restaurant kube lama-sit-ins bazathathwa yini babizwe futhi babiselwe lokuthi kuyikuphela kwemisebenzi yabo.
Kuyezwakala. Ububambile khonapho ke, siqale sinike omunye ithuba. Yes, marvelous. There you heard Victress Mathuthu of Zim Imbokoto, the women's group in South Africa. She's saying why they're in solidarity with the civil servants are saying in Zimbabwe, because it's very hard to go on with such little pay. And she's saying that they are also experiencing problems there in bringing in food and groceries to the families, because of the border issues. You know, not anyone can just go up and down during this lockdown in neighboring countries. So most families who rely on their relatives or children or families in South Africa are still having the same problem because they're trying to ease price issues at home. As we see that prices of commodities have risen, and that's why we see these strikes, that's why we see this discontent. People seem to be restless, and they are not getting the help they used to get.
That's true.
From neighboring countries, from those in the diaspora. Over to you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's take a look at what was going on in Bulawayo today, just before I take my next caller, who is actually also from South Africa.
In a way, but they are away anyway. Yeah. Yeah, our salary. Yeah, they are peanuts. Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. We can't even afford it. This is new, isn't it?
So we're hearing there, unfortunately, the audio is not very audible. So we're hearing there those, the nurses or healthcare workers from Bulawayo were saying they cannot even afford decent, you know, buying even, you know, decent clothing, decent food for themselves. That's what is going on there. And they literally were saying, you know, they don't trust what the government is saying. They don't trust, you know, the promises that are coming in from government saying that they're going to rectify the situation. But I have a caller from South Africa who we're going to call to just hear what the situation is like there. There's a lady in South Africa who had asked to be called. So let's hear if she'll pick up the call and what she's going to say. But basically, we're looking at the COVID-19 situation in Zimbabwe, where we currently have 401 cases. Hello, Sekai Mapinda Mshirongwa. Tauraitinzwe kwakamira sei ku South Africa uko?
Aya South Africa kuri nani? Dzimwe nzvimbo dzavhurwa furwawo nemahotel dziwo vavhurirwa vanoshandawo zvemaamenitiwa pedhikiwa vamwe vavhurirwawo vezvemucheno.
Saka munoona zvichibatsira here izvi?
Maitira zviri kuita zvinogona kubatsira because I think vari kuonawo kuti vakaramba vakavhara zvinhu zvakaita semahotero zvinhu zvinosvikisira futi ingadai iri ikonomi yenyika because chirwere ichi hachii chichapera
saka imimi izve mabasa amunoita avhurwa here munoita mabasa api
inini kupedi kwanga usati kwavhurwawo zvako
munoitaangomirirawo munoita mabasa api
ndine dayca saka maschools hatati tavhurirwa
ko kumusha muri kugona here kuchengeta vamwe kumusha
kumusha kuchiri kwakationera 2000 zvakatooma iko zvinoizvi ukada kutsenda mari yacho kumba vari kuti havana transport yekubva pamba kuenda the nearest town makombi haasi kufamba saka tatoo pakati nepakati whether unayo mari yacho kana kuti hauna kuti utumire vari kumusha its very difficult
saka imi kune vamwewo vakateerera pari zvino zvii zvamungataure panyaya iyoyi yezvamuri kuona tinoona nhasi vanoita mabasa vana mukoti taona vachitivo vaakurega kuenda kumabasa vaakuramwa mabasa sezvo mari dzavari kutambira hadzisina kukwana munoona seizvi
tetelazinesi panhau yanamukoti ana mukoti vanofanirwa kubatwa zvakanaka because ndo vanototibatsira macommunity atinenge tiri munhu wese anorwara anokorera ikoko whether uri minista uri ticha uri pilot unopfuura nemaoko madhokta kana warwara hakuna kumwe saka hatizivo kuti kunofanirwa kusvitswa zvichemo vari kuzvinzwawo here because hatingofanirwa kusvika to that extent yekuti ana mukoti vanoisa matools pasi no inofanirwa kugadziriswa nekukurumidza
saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii panyaya iyi yatiri kuona yavana mukoti
panyaya yaana mukoti ka ana mukoti havatombofanirwa kusvika pakuti vanongonzi vakukatirwa masalaries avo to make what matters worse masalaries avo they were in bond if I'm not mistaken they cut them again is not even fair without even consulting them.
So maybe if you can just tell us in English, what's your take on what we're seeing going on in Zimbabwe, where the healthcare workers are saying they are going on strike? What do you think from what you're seeing there in South Africa? What's your opinion?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What do you think of what's going on in Zimbabwe regarding the nurses?
You know, things that are tough now in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
People that are tired, of which we are going to end up without any nurses, without any professionals. All our professionals, they are going to find somewhere to go as greener pastures, you know.
So what do you think is the way forward?
Sorry?
What do you think the government should do? If you had a choice and you were able to speak to the government, what would you say?
I think that the government must sit down with their ministers or whoever there on top so that they can just clarify everything to the doctors and nurses. You know, it's very bad, like what the way they did. They just cut their salaries. You know, it's Monday and they cut off. Hey, it's very bad. I don't want to lie. It's very, very bad. And I feel shame for those professional nurses who are in our country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much, Sekai. Kana muine zvimwe zvamuda kutaura mukupedzisa.
Aiwa, ini ndoda kutaura nepane matichawo. Because for someone to be a nurse, for someone to be a doctor, someone to be a pilot, unobva nomaoka teacher. Maticha iwayo anofanirwa kuremekedzwa. Because ndo vamwe vari kungoshingirira zita rekuti ndiri teacher. But at the end of the day, they are sinners.
Aiwa, thank you so, so much. Thank you very much. Murambe muri pachirongwa. Tokona imunguva inotevera.
Okay,
bye-bye. We're hearing there from Sekai, who's actually in South Africa. She's also talking about what our other guest, Vitress, was saying about the cost of living. She's saying, though, she says, yes, she's aware that, you know, the nurses are facing this predicament, but it's also teachers. She says, because for you to be a nurse, you have to go through a teacher. So she's saying government must actually just review all the salaries of the civil servants. I don't know. What's your take?
Yes, Marv. Remember, the government says it has reviewed the salaries of all the civil servants. Yeah, we're talking of the soldiers, we're talking of the police, we're talking of the teachers, we're talking of the nurses. By 50%, that is their basic salary has been upgraded by 50%. On top of that, then that's where comes this 75 US for teachers and the 30 US for pensioners. But the pensioners will also get the 50% increment on what they get monthly. So the problem here is that this review is still not good enough.
And what is very confusing, why I brought this up, is that the nurses are saying, although all these increments were given, there were also some deductions which they didn't know about that were taken. That's why they went onto the streets yesterday when they got their paychecks. There were deductions which they were not informed about, although they were then told they had $75 on top. So it's a catch-22 situation.
Yes, yeah, because we saw the government, some government officials on Twitter trying to shoot that down to say, no, they knew that these allowances would be for a certain month.
Uh-huh.
Just like these US dollars, they are there for the next 3 months, meaning after 3 months, when they withdraw those allowances, they don't want the workers to say, no, our salary has been cut off again, because it was agreed that they will end after 3 months. But anyway, we'll see how the government will review this upwards. But to them, the civil servants, this review is not enough. According to them, it should be $500 or more dollars. And the money is actually for you, not in as RTGS.
That's what when we're speaking to Ms. Ngoni there from the Zimbabwe Nurses Association, she says for nurses and healthcare workers to live, not even comfortably, but just basic cost of living, they would require something like 750 to $1,000. That's what he said. He said, and bond, you can't even talk about bond, because the minute you receive bond, your money already depreciates the minute you actually take it from the bank. So that's what she was lamenting there.
Yes, that's another problem. Again, that the poverty debtor line has risen. And when they are also not happy that maybe because the RBZ has instigated this fixed, this auction system, that if you can buy the, if the US, the black market rate is above 80, 90, and then the bank rate is at 25, so it's like yours won't be at the rate that you want. You'll be forced to use this rate, which they believe that is lower. So that's what the civil servants are facing. Right? Remember the teachers, the rural teachers said they are also going on strike on Monday because they say this is just a piecemeal adjustment. Mm-hmm. They want at least $520 US, which is even still below the poverty debtor line, according to them. Mm-hmm. And as you can remember that now some are getting 3,000 bond notes.
Exactly. Over to you, sir.
To $50 US or so. So, yes, there's a lot of discontent here. In Temba, we are Sizwa. Let me go back to my guest. In Temba, we are Sizwa. Nkosazana Mathuthula Phala. Sicubungula okwenzakala eZimbabwe lemali ezifolwayo. Nxa sibona ukuthi abantu bafuna ukuthumela imali ekhaya, imali yeRand iba lesisindo esinganani ukuthi ingasebenziseka abantu bethenge impahla kumbe kungcono ukuthumeza kwimpahla.
Ukuthumeza kwimpahla bekungcono nesikhathi kuseseleni kusavuliwe emngceleni.
Aha.
Imali okwamanje okokuqala singakayi ukuthi ifikile emalini. Ukuyithumezela uyisusa lapha eSouth Africa uyise eZimbabwe isilama-charges maybe ungathi isikhuphuke nge-50% because okuqaleni bekungama-R10 ukuthumeza i-R100 manje bayakwesesi-R20 bathathe i-advantage yesimo lesesikiso and uma uyithumele ifike ekhaya ifikile nini izaaboda amaningi kodwa angathengi lutho. Ramaphosa ekhulumile izolo ukuthi ama restaurant azovula ama saloni akuthole ukuthi azovuka evuliwe asikeze ukuthi avulwa nini kuthiwe kusezokhulunywa ukuthi uvula nini ama restaurant lama saloni kwa namhlanje besingayazi lutho sisalinde ukuthi sizwe ukuthi kuvulwa nini bese sisizwe ukuthi wakuvula konke abantu bayabuyela yini emsebenzini ngoba siyasibona isimo se-COVID-19 lesi senza ukuthi izinto zingahambi ngendlela. So silinde ukuthi sibone ukuthi abantu bonke nxa kuzawuvula la ama-restaurant namasaluni lama-theaters and so forth abantu bonke bazobuyela yini emsebenzini njalo sikhangelele ukuthi kuye ngasifudlana wonke umuntu abuyele emsebenzini ngoba wonke umuntu uyadinga ukuphila yikho silapha e-South Africa.
Yebo ke ubambe khonapho okwesikhatshana Nkosazana Mathuthu, Mav, here, there we hear, we're still continuing with the solidarity. The Zim Imbokodo says it's also offering on the Zimbabwe civil servants because they know that the cost of living is just too high. Kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma ke sicubungula udaba lwabongi abakhalele umsebenzi. Sibabonile eHarare izolo, siyababona lamhla eUBH. Besithi bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo njalo siyezwa ukuthi langomvulo ababalisi labo bazawukhalala umsebenzi. Sikhangela ukuthi lokhu kwenzakala nje kuyisikhathi se-lockdown lapho okulegcikwane leli le-COVID. Sibona ukuthi emhlabeni jikelele lona selisedlula izigidi eziyisichiyagalombili, i-8,384,043. Sibona njalo lokuthi lababhubhileyo sebefika phose kunkulungwane ezingamakhulu amahlami 549,695. eZimbabwe khona ke kule 401 asebelegcikwane leli njalo abangu 63 amachomi ke ayisithupha lantathu ke bona basila okusho ukuthi lokho abakuthi ngama active cases phela laba lokho belale egazini bayi 304 yikho ke lokho esikukhangelayo kodwa nampo ke siyababona abantu bayatshengisela kodwa bagqokile phela ama masks bavalile ubuso ngakho ke sithatha ukuthi bazivikele ke ukuthi igcikwane leli lingamemetheki Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tiri kuona isusu zviri kuitika muHarare pari zvino uko tinoona vana mukoti uyezve vataura ivo Zimbabwe Nurses Association iri kutaura iyo kuti vana chiremba zvakare vawanikwa ivo vachitaura muzuva ranhasi kuti navo vakutokanda mapfumo pasi havachadi mabasa vari kuti ivo vada kuona kuti nyaya idzodzi dzekuti muhoro yavo igadziriswe dziwanikwe dzichigadziriswa nehurumende. Tinoona zvakare kubulawayo kuUBH taona zvakare kuine mapisha-pisha pazuva ranhasi apo vana mukoti zvakare vaenda mumigwagwa vachitsivwa vasi kufara nemari dzavari kutambira. Panguva iyo nyika pari zvino iine 401 vanhu vatesta positive for COVID-19 uyezve tichiona kuti pari zvino pasi rose pane zviri kubuda kunzvimbo yekuno kuamerica ye John Hopkins University iri kutaura iyo pari zvino kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedambudziko irori reCOVID-19 pasi rose pari zvino wakamira iwo pa8.3 million zvichidaudzira uyezve 448 vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachishaya muno muamerica 2.1 million vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichochi 117 zvichidaudzira vakawanikwa vachishaya saka ndozvatiri kukurukura ipo pano patiri kuwanikwa isu tichiti takuda kutosvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu pari zvino we seem to be coming now to the end of our program but I was just rounding up there with giving the number of active cases that we have in Zimbabwe and also the issue that some of these people that are actually testing positives are those that are actually coming from neighboring countries, Zimbabweans who are coming from neighboring South Africa and other countries. When they are put into quarantine, they are tested and some of them are testing positive for COVID-19 with our current numbers of positive cases standing at 401 and we still have 4 deaths. But some people are questioning that maybe the government is not testing enough because we see the numbers in South Africa are increasing. And I think some of the people that actually came on the program were saying that they were worried that South Africa has now opened up restaurants and some of these places while the, you know, figures of COVID-19 cases are going up. So it's an issue that some Zimbabweans were a bit worried about, although they really want to go back to work and are also maybe facing some cuts at workplaces because we saw the South African government actually saying they were going to prioritize their own citizens in some of these jobs, like restaurant jobs and some of these jobs. Start.
Yes, that's what Ms. Victress Matutu of Zim Imboboto, a women's organization, is also saying here. Wonge kakhulu unkosazana Victress Matutu, Zim Imboboto, she's actually saying they're encouraging people to test first before coming back home so that the virus won't spread. And we also spoke in the past days here at Studio 7 with Association of Zimbabweans in South Africa. They were also saying they will lobby the embassy to test the Zimbabweans before they go back home. But I don't know what's happening. We still see that there are some positive cases, mostly when they return home. And not only from Zimbabwe, we have some from Botswana and a few from the United Kingdom and the United States. Hayi ke labo ke ade besixhasa, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi mbeli lathi, sibonge bonke abafonileyo ke saxoxa labo kulolu hlelo, sibonge nonkosazana Victress Matutu weZimbokodo, nabo bonke abanye esixoxe labo. Olivalelisayo ke yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Aiwa ndotenda vese vanga vari pachirongwa chedu chanhasi apo tanga tiri kutarisa pamusoro pedambudziko reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzekuratidzira kwavana mukoti tiri kunzwa kuti pari zvino vana chiremba vabatana zvakare navana mukoti mukuratidzira vachiti ivo muhoro wavari kuwana hausi kukwana kuti vachengete ivo nemhuri dzavo. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye here in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from my home because of the COVID-19 coronavirus.